Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a joy it is to have the privilege to preach the gospel one more time. You know, we could all be dead tomorrow, or we could all be with the Lord in his return. We could. And let me tell you just one more time about Jesus. Oh, he's wonderful. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why would I glory in the cross? Well, the cross is the great interpreter. Did you know it's at the cross that we get the interpretation of God? Now, the scripture tells us that the word was made flesh, John 1:14. You've heard me preach on that. Oh yeah, that's a wonderful fact. And it's loaded and it's laden with grace, gospel grace. But incarnation, much as we love that truth, is not the whole of the gospel. No, it's not. It's not the whole of the gospel. No, it's a vital part of the gospel, but it's not the whole gospel. It's not at Bethlehem, but at Golgotha, where we get the full interpretation of God's character. The prophet said, unto us a child is born. Now that's the dawn of the gospel. But when he hung on the cross and said, it is finished, that's the noon of the gospel. And just as a sideline, he'll get off his throne and say, it is done, and he'll be back. And that's the close of the gospel as we know it. But at the cross, it's there that we get a clear picture and revelation of God. You see, it is as the God of grace that the cross reveals the Almighty to us. Free love shines out of the fullness of the cross. 1 John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God. Well, how do you perceive the love of God? Because he laid down his life for us. And it is as the Lord God, merciful and gracious, that he shows himself. Where does he show himself like this? At the cross. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. It is as the Lord, the merciful one, that he demonstrates himself to us. How could you doubt the sincerity of divine love after seeing the cross? It's a love stronger than shame. It's a love stronger than suffering. It's a stronger love than death. It's love immeasurable, love unquenchable. Is it any wonder then we read of God that God is love? Oh, if you knew how much he loved you. Child of God, if you knew how much he loved you, you would enjoy yourself today. And if you doubt how much he loves you, look at the cross. But not only do we find love at the cross, we find righteousness. Yeah, we find grace at the cross, but we find righteousness because we see at the cross that God spared not his own son. He is the righteous Lord who loves righteousness. Psalms 11 verse 7 tells us that. And we read in Exodus 34, 7 that he will by no means clear the guilty. And so we learn God's righteous character at the cross. For here we see the Son of God, the righteous Lord from glory, being punished for sinners, because God can't just overlook sin. And so the grace which saves us is a righteous grace. Isn't that wonderful? And it's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.